The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
Stories served with a side of Southern sass.
You're breaking my hair!
I mean charm. Here's Betty Rock.
Some people are, as my mama would say, a bit too big for their britches. And meaning, they're individuals who tend to be cocky and brag on themselves about what they perceive are admirable qualities. But sometimes those things aren't things you should be bragging about. I found this article listing things that aren't actually things you should be proud of to tell others. Because while you might think it's impressive, others are actually being put off by it.
Oh, okay. I'm curious what this might be. And I feel like it's coming my direction.
Well, surprisingly, or maybe not, there is one person in this room that I've heard brag about the top three things that made this list.
Number three. I'm going to brag about that. I'm pretty awesome. I got all three right. The top three? Come on.
One of them that made the list was how they never read books.
Oh, yeah. I do not like to read. I know that people go, well, that's just ignorant. You're ignorant. I'm dyslexic, so I don't enjoy it. It's a struggle for me to read anything to actually comprehend it. So learning visually is how I like to learn. So I watch a lot of YouTube. So that should count.
Another one is how many hours they put into their work, making it seem like 40 hours is for the week.
Oh, it is. It's a light snack. So, yeah, I'm guilty of that one.
Well, number one is how they find it easy to manipulate people.
Oh, yeah. I'm just honest about it.
Okay, because does it mean that being honest is your barometer?
Because we all do this. We all seek to manipulate people to get what we want out of people, situations, work, life, everything, relationships. We all do that, but just not everyone will admit it. They don't tell you the truth about it.
Admitting or telling the truth about it is different from bragging about it.
Yeah, but when you've created a masterful manipulation.
When you're really good at it.
Yeah, it's even more fun to tell that person that you manipulated them. See, it is fun. Gavin gets it.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, thank you, Gavin. Uplifting WayFM, this is The Wally Show, and you probably know actor James Earl Jones best from his work as Darth Vader in Star Wars as Darth Vader.
I am your father.
Oh, I don't know who does the part, if they make him do that or not, but yeah.
I don't know, actually.
Yeah. I never knew him to be Darth Vader's voice.
No, you did not.
I knew him best from Sandlot, that movie with the kids playing baseball.
Did he narrate that?
No, I think
he was the guy that owned the dog that was behind the fence
and then,
that they were scared of.
They got the ball from.
Yeah, and then he ended up being like this legend, this baseball legend. Yeah, but he was awesome.
I've never seen Sandlot.
And he was Mufasa's.
There you go.
He was Mufasa's voice.
Yeah, he's a famous voiceover actor.
Everything the light touches.
At one point in time, he did a voiceover reading the Bible, which would be kind of awesome, actually.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
I don't know what that accent is. God. It's like nondescript.
The
I'm not sure.
Earl Jones accent.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know where it's from or whatever. I was reading this thing about him, and it was really interesting because I didn't know a lot of his, you know, former life, you know, before he became a star. But the crazy thing was, is he used to have trouble speaking. He got really nervous. He had a stutter. And there was one professor in college, he was writing some things down, like some poetry, and he's like, this needs to be heard. And he was like, you gotta be kidding me, I can't deliver this. And he kind of pushed him, and he stayed in James's life and encouraged him to overcome the fear that he was, you know, having. Mm-hmm. And then he goes on to be this famous actor as a result of that. And that teacher also was very open about faith and shared faith with him and things like that. And so James Earl Jones is a believer, and he...
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, I didn't either. That's the thing. I'm always fascinated by this stuff. And so I did think about this, though. Like, he had to work hard to overcome that fear. And I think a lot of us have those things in our lives that maybe aren't perfect. They don't start out that way, but you work really hard at it and you overcome it. Almost like it was planned. That's what I want to talk about right now, okay? 855-33-WAY-FM. What is that thing you had to overcome in your life that was a trial, a challenge, but you got through it? And maybe there's a God component of that with you, or maybe it's a work thing. I don't know. But I'd love to hear your story, because you might inspire somebody else that's like stuck right now in it. Betty Rock has been working hard to overcome her roots.
My roots?
Yeah.
My hair roots?
No. Those are beautiful. her accent.
Oh, I am. I'm trying. I am trying to overcome those things by pronunciating my words clearer instead of like this.
Yeah, exactly. So what is that thing that you have worked hard to overcome? 855-33, got me doing it. 855-33-WAY-FM. Just get on that little jingle jangle thing and give us a ring-a-ling. 855-33-WAY-FM. Tammy, for you, is there something you've ever had to overcome in your life?
Yeah, my mom and dad brought me up in the church, and then I kind of strayed away when I pretty much graduated school and started partying, and then I got pregnant with my first baby, and then a lot of people still, hang that over my head. But you know what? I know God forgives me, and I have asked forgiveness, and I know God and me are good.
And Tammy, I tell you what, as a believer, Satan is going to do all that he can to drag you down and keep you from going to God and finding healing. So you remembering who you are in him and that you are clean in his sight, thanks to his mercy and grace, man, that's a message that a lot of us as Christians need to hear.
Yes, ma'am. I've got friends that, they have issues like that they struggle.
It's always good to have a friend that has a worse problem than you. Yeah, because then you look pretty good.
A philosophy Wally lives by. Wait,
and
why
I got
are you
one.
Wait?
What is that thing that you had to overcome in your own life?
I got called in and was like, you no longer have a job here.
What kind of work did you do?
I was a law enforcement officer, and I was like, oh, crud, what am I going to do? So I'd always wanted to be a teacher. I'd already been looking at it and stuff, and so I went and took the GACE test, which is what you have to do to teach, and shotgunned my application out, hadn't heard anything back. I actually went and got another job in law enforcement, got hired, and then within a week of the new job, I got a call for an interview and ended up getting a job as a teacher.
Oh, that's kind of cool. And the best part is, you can bring yourself to career day. When it's like, hey, let's meet an officer today, you just put on a different hat. That'd be kind of awesome.
I told my son about a year before, yeah, bud, if I could have summers off, I'd take y'all to kids camp and do all this other stuff. But my job just won't let me do that right now.
He's like, I'll take you guys to Disney and all these theme parks, because you're thinking, I'm not going to get this gig. And then all of a sudden you get it, and your kid's like, hey, Dad, how about that Disney thing?
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. That is where I did some of my work that weekend. So life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Uplifting Way FM.
If you're a little sluggish in the morning, then News-ish is your speed.
You burned your foot on a Foreman grill.
I like waking up to the smell of bacon. Sue me.
It's the Wally Show.
If you've ever bought exercise equipment only 3 months later to have it be the thing you drape your clothes over and never use, you'll understand why Peloton's in a little bit of a bind, believe it or not. You know them. They make that really high-end bike, and they do treadmills and stuff. They are cutting 500 jobs as they're trying to turn around their company. They experienced incredible sales growth during the pandemic.
A lot of people couldn't go to the gym because they're probably shut down due to wanting to not spread the virus.
Yeah, that was one of the first places. Like, gyms went out quick, hair salons, you know, and stuff like that. And so people were like, well, what do I got to do? I can't cut my own hair. That's a disaster. But I can work out at home. And so people flocked to these bikes. And also, too, because the bikes, it's a community, so you're connected with other people. You can see other people's stats. They can see you and stuff. And so people felt a little bit less alone, too, during that time. So it really served a good purpose. But now, you know, as things are getting back to normal, people are like, hey, maybe I'll go back to a gym again. I would never do that, personally. I'm not a fan of gyms. I'd rather work out at home. They're having trouble in the company, and sales began to slow. And so they lost, get this, about $2.8 billion.
That is a ton of money.
Yeah, that's a lot. Their stock is down 75%.
Oh, my goodness.
They got crushed, you know. And so why I bring this up, though, it's like if people aren't using them, they're not buying them, and then if they've got them, they maybe are not using them anymore because they are going back to the gym. If you wanted one, now might be the time to buy one from someone used.
Oh,
see?
Wait, don't you have one?
Not a Peloton.
Oh.
No,
like, that's so high end.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. No, we got a knockoff, and it still holds some clothes. you can buy mine. That's really the reason I'm bringing this up. I got one of these bad boys for sale, and you can have it.
Name your favorite dinosaur. Don't even think about it. Velociraptor.
What? Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. We're going to play a little game here called the Best Friends Game, okay? The way it works is we'll take two members of the show, we'll throw out a question, and they have 3 seconds to answer, and if they say the same thing, then they win that point. And you're going to get a chance to play along with us and win a prize as well by telling us who you think you are most like on the show. So here we go. We'll do a practice round here. Betty and Gavin, this is your best friends game question.
Okay.
Worst animal to have tattooed on you. 3, 2, 1.
Tiger?
Platypus.
Oh.
No, a tiger would be cool. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Platypus or unicorn, either one of those, probably not the best option there.
That's
so
awesome.
Betty Rock and Gavin obviously missed the mark. They're not best friends.
No.
So if you had bet on them, you would lose a point there, okay? So that's how we play. It's very simple. Who are you most like on the show? And you could win a prize, maybe even two. 855-33- Way FM is the number. If you want to play along, 855-33-WAY-FM.
Name your favorite dinosaur. Don't even think about it. Velociraptor.
What? Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. Kelly, welcome to the Best Friends Game. Now, Kelly, is there someone on the show that you think you are most like?
It's a toss-up, really. Between you and Betty Rock.
Sorry to hear that.
I'm not.
I get both sense of humors. I think they're both great.
Okay.
And just depending on my surroundings, it's which way I go.
Okay, well, you got to pick one of us.
Let's go with Miss Rock.
With Miss Rock.
All right.
Okay. I'm going to ask a question now. We're all going to write down our answers. If you match with any of us, Kelly, you will win a prize, which is great. But if you match with Betty Rock, you get to double your prize since you have said that she is the one that you are the most like. So here we go. Using the actual scientific name, name a bone in the body. So you need to be thinking here too, Kelly. Everybody get your answers down. Betty Rock has got this bewildered look on her face.
I got one.
If Kelly says she's like you, Kelly, do you have a bewildered look on your face?
I do. I'm thinking about 5 different bones.
Okay.
So I'm like...
All right, got to pick one bone. So, Kelly, what are you going to go with?
I'm going to go with femur.
Femur, the big leg bone. That's a really good choice. Let's start with Gavin here. Gavin, what did you say?
Yeah, femur is the only bone I can remember from hearing it in Grey's Anatomy.
Nice.
So that's nice. What I went with.
You did?
I did.
Nicely done. Okay, well, that's good news to you, Kelly. You have won a prize. But you could win two prizes if you match with Betty Rock. I said the humerus, because I've always liked that bone. It's a bone and it's humerus. You and I did not match, so good thing you went with Betty Rock here. Maybe. Betty Rock, what bone of the body did you name?
I said femur bone!
No! Nicely
done! Yay, Kelly!
Well, Kelly, yay! You are just like Betty and just like Gavin, as it turns out. And so you win two prizes today!
Woo! Thank you, Miss Betty Rock.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And as part of Betty's job, she spends a lot of time online. She handles all of our digital stuff. And so she's constantly looking for content and things to share. And I'll just watch her just sit there at her desk, just giggling sometimes. I'm like, are you working? She's like, yeah, working on an online waste of time right now. Because that's what we call this. It's Betty Rock's online waste of time. When she finds something, she's like, okay, I need to share this.
And this one I have to share. It's a video of this guy. He's working from home in his home office. And all of a sudden, he hears a little squeak on the side. And he's like, what was that? Come to find out, somehow a squirrel snuck into his home and into his home office. And keep in mind, this man is a grown man, probably in his 40s, 50s. But this is how he reacts when he sees the squirrel.
Jolly! Jolly is in here!
So high. No. His screams and his terror got progressively higher.
And he gets like on his office chair, and then he gets on top of his office, his desk. It's hilarious. If you want to see the video, because I mean, the audio is great on its own, but the video is even better. You can text the word waste to 91979, and I'll send you a link to the video. That's waste to 91979. I've also posted it on our Facebook page if you follow us there.
My only hope is that he was on a Zoom call at the time.
He was. Yeah, I forgot to leave that in. Yes, so he was on a Zoom call in the middle of with his coworkers in this meeting, the serious meeting, and he's like, "Yes, and I think that we need."
Oh, that's so great!
That's so good.
You can check it out again. Just text the word "waste" to 91979, and Betty will send you a link.
And now for some good news.
Yeah. Uplifting! Way FM, this year's The Wally Show with a little good news. Get you up a little roundup of some good news stories here to make you feel better about the day. Betty Rock, let's start with you. Good news, giddy up, go.
Well, there's a 17-year-old girl in Florida. She is running her own auto shop. Yes,
what?
You heard
there
me
you
right.
Go.
She's running her own auto shop, and with five other girls, they're all running it in the back of her parents' garage. It's called Riley's Rebuilds.
That's cool.
So pretty much what they do is people will send in their old carburetors that have broken down. They'll mail them in. These girls will rebuild it, clean it up, and then send it back. And they charge way less than other places would.
Good for them. Like I like, too, that it's not the norm. Like, you wouldn't expect that. So I like that they're breaking the rules.
Stereotypes. Yeah,
that's
for
good.
Sure.
And starting a business, that's not easy to do. Gavin, good news, giddy up, go.
They say that dog is a man's or a woman's best friend. And there's a new study in Switzerland that's really kind of emphasizing this. They found that petting dogs stimulates our brains and actually makes us friendlier.
What? That's kind of crazy.
You guys should get dogs.
Yeah, no.
Aw. No.
But it makes
stick
us
with the cats.
Friendlier.
Yeah. Maybe if it would pet me. Maybe I'd get a dog then. And this is kind of crazy. A kid was playing a football game Monday night. He scores a touchdown, but then right after that, there's a car driving by the game that loses control and goes into a pond.
Oh.
A guy in the stands immediately jumps out, runs and jumps into the pond, breaks the windshield with his bare hands, saves three girls while the car fills up with water.
Holy
and
cow.
The crazy part of this is the guy who did all that was the father of the kid who just scored the touchdown. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, you can't let your kid have one moment. You know? Like, I just won the game, Dad. And your dad's like, oh, really, son? You think so? And he does this. So there you go. That's going to do it for your good news, giddy up.
Uplifting Way FM.
If no news is good news, this is great news.
That's not really a joke.
I disagree. I find it hilarious.
It's news-ish on The Wally Show.
I think that everybody has that one person in their life that they view as being the person that they watch the most movies or shows with. It can be easy when it's, you know, you're in a marriage, like right. you and me, while we have our wives. Betty, you watch, I think, probably the most amount of television with your roommate.
Yes, yes, I would say so.
Yeah. One of the things that can get decently complicated is when you try and have a show or a movie that you absolutely love, and then you want to recommend it to that one person that's really important to you. And it can be met with different reactions. Usually it's positive, but I read an article today that says that some people say that they're actually less likely to watch a show or movie if a loved one keeps and continuously tells them that they are going to like it. And I've seen this happen one time in this room.
Yes.
Via...
I will tell you what it was.
Please do.
It was a summer day, 2022, and I was told by you, Gavin, and you, Wally,
yes.
that the new Jurassic Park movie was fantastic.
It was a great dinosaur movie.
It should win an Oscar. I'm pretty sure that's what you said.
As a dinosaur movie.
Standing ovation. So I go into the theater thinking I am going to be awestruck by this film. I couldn't tell you the amount of times I looked at my phone being like, what time is it? Should I leave? This is terrible. Yeah. Like, it was horrible. Never again will I trust Gavin and Wally's recommendations when it comes to movies.
Full disclosure, we said it's great for a dinosaur movie. You know?
And I don't remember that.
That was what we said.
We did not say Oscars. We didn't say ovations.
Nah. I do understand, though, when somebody steers you wrong once.
Yes.
It's real easy to write them off completely after that.
Your wife has done that with Zach, who used to be on the show.
And I still remember the movie to this day, 12 Rounds with John Cena. Like, he was like, yeah, it's good. And like kind of like we did, like, it's all right. And she took it as, this is the best
movie
ever.
You said, this is amazing. A thriller beyond belief.
Yeah, and so she, like, every time, I swear to you, every time to this day, and this had to be 12, 13 years ago, I'll say, hey, I want to go see this movie. I've heard it's good. And she will go, who said it's good? Did Zach say it's good? Like, she still brings it up, man. I'm like, what are you holding against me for that long? You
well,
know?
A decade from now, I'm sure Betty's still going to be bringing up Jurassic Park.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
I'll never let it die.
No, absolutely.
I'll never get those 3 hours of my life back.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Every Friday we talk to Pastor Chad from the prayer wall at wayfm.com, and we kind of talk about things that are going on in the prayer wall and just kind of faith stuff in general. And today you actually have something kind of from your personal life.
Yeah, there's a family that we know in Fort Collins, and they have just lost their oldest son who's 18. And just the grief that comes over you as a parent, just thinking of losing a child, and I can't even imagine what that feels like, but I fear it every day.
Sure. And then what do you say to them? Like, you've got all your kids and everything's fine, and then you're like, hey, God's got a plan. You know, it's tough.
I've been following him and watching his posts, and one of the most encouraging things that he has done, at least even speaking and ministering to me, even from a distance, is he continues to say, God is good. I still believe that God is good in the midst of this horrible thing.
I think you take people's lead. I think that's the thing. When you go through something like this, I think waiting and following their lead, like if somebody is not in that place where they can say God is good, I think we do them a disservice by doing, you know what, God's got this. It's going to be fine.
Yeah.
And they're not at that place. And it might be true, but it's not what they need to hear in that moment. But if he's like, man, God's good, then you could actually lean into the faith part of it with them and be encouraging in that, you know, in that respect with them.
And that's the thing with prayer is we are going, it's not always us sharing with them exactly what we're praying, but we're able to pray for them. And maybe it is praying for things that might be difficult in someone's life right now, that God help them, they aren't able to say you are good, or God, I pray that you continue to allow this to be the song cry of their heart, that they could continue to say you are good.
And you know what, we always feel like we have to say something, and we always feel like we have to solve the issue for somebody, and you're never going to. But maybe, honestly, I'm just kind of processing this now, maybe one of the best things you could do is go, look, I can't even fathom what you're going through. Mm-hmm. How can I pray for you? And that gives gives them the opportunity to vent. You see where they're at. It gives them the opportunity to share their heart. And then they also know that you're in this with them on that level.
Yeah, that was my exact message to them on social media this past week. I just literally said, no words, but I'm praying.
Well, there you go. We appreciate you coming in today, Pastor Chad. If you need prayer or you'd like to pray for other people, we love when both things happen. All you have to do is text the word pray to 91979, and we'll send you a link to our prayer wall.
Random acts of audio.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. Today's random act of audio comes to us from a guy named Steve. He emailed me and said, hey, I've heard you guys tell your story about you using finger guns in an incident. Yeah, there was somebody robbing cars in my neighborhood, and I caught him, and I was unarmed, and so, but I wasn't unfingered, and so I had finger guns. I had my hand behind my back to make it look like I had a weapon of sorts, and so Betty loves to make fun of that story, but everyone walked away fine that night, you know? No one was hurt. So he was like, hey, I think you'll really love this. There is a comedian who is also a police officer, and he shared his story about the time he successfully used finger guns.
Oh, successful.
Like, as an officer, and I'm like, yes, let's hear this.
Come on, we gotta go. There's a 211 at Winchell's right up the street. Come on. Now, for those of you who don't know, Winchell's is a donut shop in Los Angeles. If you're a criminal robbing a donut shop two blocks from a police station, it's pretty certain we're gonna catch you. So out we go, we run, jump in the cruiser, we head over there. Halfway there, I realize I have no weapons on me. We get to Winchell's just as the two guys are coming out of Winchell's. We pull up, Tucker jumps out on the driver's side, pulls his weapon, prones him out. I jump out on the passenger side. I don't have anything, so I just point my finger at him now.
See, it works.
Tucker says, hey, I'm gonna go inside to see if there's any more. You sit out here and you hold these guys here. He runs in the Winchell's. I'm saying, even they're looking at me like, what's going on? Like, hey, put your head down. Look at me. Tucker comes out, looks at me. I look at him. He looks at me, he goes, you should take the safety off.
That's so great. Look at that. I'm an officer. Amateur officer.
No, never.
Hey, if you ever have a random act of audio, something that's funny you want people to hear, you can always send it to me, Wally at wayfm.com.
Name it and claim it.
Name it and claim it.
Claim it.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. And every once in a while, people ask us, hey, would you help us name this inanimate object because it gives it a personality? We're just kind of stuck. We can't come up with it. And a lot of it started with cars, and then we went to like musical instruments and all these weird things and stuff. And we're coming back full circle to kind of where we started. This was from Lori. She says, hey, I recently purchased a white Bronco Sports Badlands, and I was wondering if you could help me come up with the perfect name. My hubster and I have been married for 37 years. We have four grands who call me Honey and him Bear. Thank you so much for your help. It's funny because I got to be locked into this because my wife also is a Bronco owner. It's really funny. Jeep owners have like this whole culture, and they will drive and they all wave at each other. And so I've tried it with other Bronco owners, like the little sport Broncos. It doesn't always work.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to make it cool. It's not happening yet.
It's not as cultish.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, I thought about this for a minute. I thought, okay, it's a Badlands. That's the model. And I thought, Badlands was an old band from the 80s starring Jakey Lee was the guitar player. And I thought, that just doesn't feel right for her, especially for this grandmom. And so I cued into the fact that she is called Honey by her grandkids. And so I instantly cued in on Honey Boo Boo.
You better recognize.
Yeah, I mean, like, it just seems perfect. I know you always disagree with me and you always think your name is the best, but I really think Honey Boo Boo is the best name for this car.
Well, I can't complain with you because I chose the same
No,
thing.
You did not.
Yes.
We've never done that before.
Yes.
That is crazy.
Hello. Anybody there? Honey Boo Boo waits on nobody.
That's how I feel like you would leave the house. Like you're trying to get all the kids
exactly.
ready.
Exactly. You just go down the road and you're like, but recognize.
Honey, Bubba waits for nobody, you know. So then normally what happens is we each decide if we want to stay with our name or switch to the other person's name. And then Gavin has to make the call as to which name we send. But I think it's pretty obvious today, Honey Boo Boo is the car.
Yeah.
If you're going to switch to mine.
No, you're going to switch to
mine. No, you're switching to mine.
You're switching to mine because I had Honey Boo Boo.
I had Honey Boo Boo first.
No, I had it first.
See, no, Betty Rock is switching to mine.
I win.
And so we are sending Honey Boo Boo.
I win.
I came here in a time machine that you invented.
Great Scott.
Now I need your help to get back in time.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. It's Friday, Friday. That's our time machine song. It's playing on the radio, too.
It needs a little work.
So it's a work in progress. You know what? We'll go back in time and fix
sounds
it.
Sounds good.
You know what? Sounds good. See, Kyle gets it. Kyle, welcome to the time machine. We need more of your positivity in the time machine, my friend.
Yes, sir.
So how are you doing today, Kyle?
I actually took off work today because I had a stomach bug, so...
Mm. Oh, how you feeling?
Well, I'm hanging in there.
I'm talking to you from the bathroom right now. Too bad the time machine doesn't have a clean bathroom in it, man. I apologize.
Right?
It's unfortunate right. for us all.
Well, here's the deal. We ask somebody, in this case Kyle, to take us back in time musically every week. And so you pick a song, you tell us what you want to hear, and we go back and we play it. So what is that song for you, Kyle?
It's Walk by Faith by Jeremy Camp.
Ooh, Betty Rock, what year are we setting the time machine to?
All right, we're going back to 2002.
Beep, boop, bop, boop, 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 boop.
2002 was a sad year in the pop world. It was when Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake broke up.
Oh, no.
But it was a big year in the tech world because the first cell phone with a built-in camera was released in the U.S.
Those have changed our lives, too, because remember you used to always have to have your phone and you had to bring a digital camera
mm-hmm.
with you.
Or one of those throwaway cameras before
yes.
even that.
And now your camera that's in your phone is as good as all like the cameras we had for 100 years.
If not better.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Kyle, why do you want to hear Walk by Faith from Jeremy Camp? Why'd you pick this one?
So in 2019, I lost my little sister. She was 16. Of course, when anybody loses someone at a young age like that, they ask the question of why. And it hit me when he lost his wife to cancer. He wrote that song. And I'm sure he even asked why. And the same thing that song says, that he chooses to walk by faith. Even though we can't see what God is doing, we can rest assured that he's doing it for us. And also, you know, we can hold on to the promises that he gives us.
Yeah, I think it's normal to ask God why when something tragic happens, you know, especially a kid being taken so soon. But it's where you go from that. Do you just ask why and you stay in the misery? Or do you ask why and you seek him and you find the peace? That's the difference, you know?
Yes. And so I chose to walk by faith.
That's an awesome reason for picking this song. And if you want to see the whole Jeremy Camp story that you didn't know that he had this in his past, maybe, that Kyle mentioned about him losing his wife, there's a movie about it called I Still Believe. And it's a good movie. And I think you can just search it. It's probably on one of the streaming platforms, but it's really good. And we're going to do it now. 2002 is where we're going back to. Walk by Faith by Jeremy Camp for Kyle on Flashback Friday.
Thank you, guys.
The parent of like a little kid, I think, has gotten a lot harder than when I was raising my daughter. She's 23 now, and man, I gotta tell you, the decisions you have to make and the things you have to monitor and protect your children from today has gotten a lot harder. What do you give them that's still entertaining but also aligns with your values? You know, we've talked about Way FM being a product that you don't have to filter, but like if you got Netflix in your house, you gotta have the filter on.
And even Disney Plus, you have the same problem.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, Disney Plus has been disappointing to me as a parent. and some of the things they've chose to put on there. And like, you got to watch it, you know? And that's why it's so nice to have something. If I was raising little kids, I would do PureFlix subscription, man, because you've got content on there that you're not having to filter out. And as a parent, I mean, I know we want to be involved in our kids' lives, but sometimes you need to park them in front of the TV and take 10 minutes to yourself. That's why PureFlix is a great option for families. You got family stuff, obviously. They're even dabbling in some drama. Yes, and PureFlix originals. Like, I saw the movie on their Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters, and I have to tell you...
You cried.
I did. There was three times. Not once, three times.
I did.
I wept, and I was moved, and it was a great movie. And I think if I was raising my child now, I think PureFlix would be definitely a part of my family's entertainment plan.
So if you'd like to try PureFlix, text PURE, that's P-U-R-E, to 91979 to get your 1 week free trial. Faith and Family Entertainment with no ads on your favorite devices.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Rock Report with Betty Rock.
If you're the type to share on social media about your political views or how you really feel about a well-loved celebrity that you don't think is great, well, don't be surprised if one day the SWAT team comes crashing through your doors and your windows. This is becoming a real problem for a couple in Milwaukee. The husband, Patrick, he claims that because of his unpopular political view tweets and his 2018 tweet of how he didn't think comedy legend the late Norm MacDonald was all that great, they have now become the victims of a thing called swatting.
Okay.
If you don't know what swatting is, it's when someone online has so much hate over what you've said online that they want to teach you a lesson by putting you in danger, and that's by calling the police anonymously with a claim that police need to get there immediately to your home because you are currently endangering someone's life. When that happens, the police have to take it seriously, and they send a SWAT team to the home of the accused.
This started online a while ago in the gaming community, especially.
Yes.
And so gamers would like SWAT other gamers, and now it's transcended beyond that.
And if these people are caught, it is a serious penalty. Like, because lives are in danger.
There was a really horrific story of somebody that got swatted, and that poor person was actually killed.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Patrick, he claims that he and his wife have been the victim of swatting 6 times in two years. Yes.
At some point in time, too. Yeah, it's weird. Like, the boy that cried wolf, like, they have to take it seriously. But then you see the address come up, like, oh, gee, okay. But then maybe one time there is a problem for that family and they don't show up, you know?
But I didn't know that there were that many diehard Norm MacDonald fans
That is fun. It's Norm MacDonald's estate that is, like, doing it.
I don't even know. But it's happened so many times that Patrick and his wife have actually put out a sign out front on their lawn that says, it's been so-and-so many days since our last SWAT.
Oh, no.
That's so bad.
That's funny. And all over Norm MacDonald. You know what? The sad part of this is that Norm MacDonald would probably find it funny.
Oh, for
you
sure.
You know? Like, you'd be like, yeah.
As a comedian should.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, that's going to do it for your Rock Report. Thank you, Lady Rock.
If you ain't first, you're last.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And every day we have first and last experiences. And some of them are, like, funny and odd and silly. And others can be kind of serious. And so I'm always excited to hear the different stories of somebody that's experiencing their first or last of something here. Like, for example, there was this dude I know that he tried sushi at 40 years old. So it was the first time he ever had sushi.
Mm-hmm.
I still have yet to do that.
Well, you're not missing anything.
Yeah, there's no...
It's terrible.
I have no desire to even try that for a second.
Even if it was fried beyond belief?
Wouldn't care. Then it's fried fish. Then it's not sushi anymore.
True.
Yeah, I do that all the time. I like fried fish. I just don't like bait. So that's the deal here, okay? So your first or last experience with something. I remember one time we were doing this and somebody said, I'm going to my last chemo treatment. We're like, oh, that's so good, mm-hmm. you know, and we get to celebrate that moment. Or again, it can be something weird or funny.
Or it could be this is the first day of retirement. That's a big day.
I'll be jealous.
Or it's the last day of your teen being under your roof. That
moving
could be
out.
A good or a bad thing.
Absolutely. So what is your recent first or last experience? We got time to take a few here. I want to see how many we can get. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. And we'll take yours right now. So what do you got?
November was my first day on my prosthetic leg.
Oh, okay. Now what happened?
I had a bad infection in my foot, and I had been dealing with it for about a year, and I decided that it was better to let the foot go and get to live my life again.
Now that had to be a tough decision to make for sure.
It was.
Did you name your new prosthetic leg?
Not yet.
Yeah, you should do that. Give it its own little personality, and then you can talk about it, you know? You're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go put on Eileen. Because without it, you would lean.
Well done.
Pretty good.
Was it hard to start walking with it, and now do you have it all dialed in?
Yeah, my husband says I put it on so fast, he doesn't even realize I don't have a real leg anymore.
Oh, nice. Are you really good at kickball now?
My grandson, first time he saw me, he said, "Oh, Nana's got a bionic leg."
See, there you go. Yeah, you might as well put that bad boy to use, or that bad girl. It's Eileen. So, Janine, thank you so much for being on the show with us for first or last today.
All right, thank you.
What do you got?
So, this is my first grandson's first birthday today.
Oh, that's good.
He turns one, so I'm in Houston to visit. And it's the first grand baby birthday without my husband, who died 2 years ago.
Oh, man, that's hard.
It's hard.
Because you want to have joy about what this new life is going to be, but then you're still saddened by the loss of your husband's. Like, I totally get that.
So it's a celebration. But yeah, lots of firsts and lasts.
Well, Lamar, thanks for being on the show with us and sharing your story today.
All right. Love you, Wally.
Oh, thank you. Hey, and if you're in Houston, you could probably listen to KSBJ. That's our sister station out there. It's a little different from what we
do.
Just
because I'm visiting.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I don't have
yeah, just while you're
here.
There. I won't think you're cheating on us. All right, Annette, you're up. What's your first or last?
First and last, hopefully. We were spending our 10-year anniversary in Florida and got stuck in the hurricane.
Oh, no way. So that was your first hurricane? Where are you originally from?
Oregon. Oh. And we were visiting some friends over in Florida, down in Venice.
Yeah, you're not used to that. Oh, wow. Did you guys end up staying in Florida and riding it out?
We did. Our flights got canceled, and we stayed in our friend's place for a couple days. And, yeah, we lost power Wednesday, and they had a bunch of water around their area, but their house was up elevated a little bit, and so we were able to stay safe in their new build house. So
oh, that's
great.
Good. How long till you could fly home?
We weren't able to get out until Friday afternoon.
Oh,
the
wow.
airport didn't open up in Tampa until Friday at 10.
That's amazing. You were able to get out that fast even. Was the airport just a madhouse?
Actually, it wasn't as bad as I was expecting it to be. I think a lot of people got out through Orlando earlier.
Well, I'm glad you were able to get home safely back to where you get home and you have earthquakes.
Which we just had this morning. Thank you very much.
Did you really? Yeah. Wow.
Yes.
You're bad luck, Annette.
Tell me about it. It kind of feels like it.
Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show, and we send our kids off to college, and you're like, okay, go be adults, and then sometimes you go, wow, why am I paying for this? Like, you have learned nothing, and you've just been having a good time at your college. I need you to buckle down and work a little bit more. Why aren't you putting in? True story.
Well, sometimes that could be because of FOMO. If you don't know what FOMO is, it's the fear of missing out. And usually at some point in our lives, we will experience this feeling. And usually with age, when we grow older, we tend to grow out of it. But if you have a kid, like a college kid, FOMO could turn into a really big problem. Because I did find this article that said college kids, especially, they're going through a big life change when they go to college. Because college can either bring out character growth or it could bring out issues. And college kids who typically report feelings of FOMO tend to be more susceptible to cheating on exams, substance abuse, and committing crimes.
Oh, wow.
That's all bad.
Big gamut
and
there.
And you're thinking, like, what is the thing that attracts these two? Well, FOMO can lead someone to make bad decisions to maintain connections with people that they consider their friends. And sometimes those friends aren't a good influence. But you're so desperate for a connection with someone else because you're in a brand new place that you'll just do whatever it takes to belong and to be invited.
Okay, so it's this idea of, like, you go and you do everything that the college has to offer with everyone. And so that then is a ripple effect. Because you're doing that to keep socially active, you let school stuff slide or you make bad decisions inside mm-hmm. of that.
Yeah, and too, if you surround yourself with people that consider those kinds of things okay, morally right. okay, well, you, it's easier for you to come down than it is for you to raise them up.
Absolutely.
And so it's always important to make sure that your kids are surrounding themselves with good people.
I know my daughter's first year of college, she burned the candle at both ends, man. She did everything. And then it was funny when they get to be a senior, and they're like, look at these freshies. That's what they call the freshmen. Look at these freshies. They just don't know. They don't know what they're in for, you know. And but she definitely, I think, had a little bit of that FOMO in her life. Like, she didn't want to miss a single thing. And mm-hmm. and I get that. Like, I didn't have the normal college experience, so I wanted her to go to school. I wanted her to enjoy it and make the most of it, because I didn't get that. I probably would have been the FOMO kid that failed.
Oh, for sure. Probably. Yeah. For sure.
I'm kind of the FOMO adult that's failing still.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.